It's the Michael Mara Show.
Sir, I was wondering, did you happen to catch the professional football contest on television last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was most exhilarating. The Giants of New York took on the Packers of Green Bay. And in the end, the Giants triumphed by kicking an oblong ball made of pigskin to a big H. It was a most ripping victory.
Son, I'm just going to tell you this one time.
Yes,
you want to keep working here. Stay off the drugs.
Oh, it used to happen to me all the time.
Sure.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We've got Kegel Tier. I'm sorry, Keenan.
Keenan
Ivory. What is it?
Keegan Tier.
Sam Tier is with us. Sam represents the Cupcake Vineyards and many more wines, right?
Yes.
You work for a lot of different wineries out there, and it must be a great job, I would think.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's a lot of
fun. Rob, do you have wine drinking music for us, please? Thank you. What we're doing this afternoon on the Mike O'Mara Show is we are enjoying fine wines from Cupcake Vineyards. We have just finished our Sauvignon Blanc, and we have moved on to a delicious buttery Chardonnay. Tell us all you can, Kegel, about the Chardonnay. Take your time, please. You could drive a truck through that space. No, I'm just having fun because you're Antier's son.
Antier!
Very good. And dropped by, too. It was good to see her. We don't see her enough.
You know, I think she's scared to come near the studio. I think we should try to get her in more often.
I agree. Very good idea. Rob is a big guy. There she is!
Yay!
There's
Antier.
Mom! Step up to the microphone, Ann. How are you, sweetheart?
Good as ever.
You're one of our favorite sales ladies, mm-hmm. and we never see you. That's very interesting.
I try to stay as far away because I don't know what you're going to say about.
Thank you very much.
Oh, please come back.
All good. It's all very, very good.
Please visit us.
What a cute baby boy you have here.
You know what? Sometime talk to me about my life with him as a teenager, and then we'll talk a long time.
Oh, yeah. Well, was he into the pot, Ann?
Troublemaker, yeah. Eh?
No, he wasn't into that. He just did crazy things. I'll talk to you about it later.
Okay. All right, very good.
Right. That would be good.
Now back to Antier's little boy, Kugel.
Cheers. Make sure her glass is full.
Yes.
All right.
Keegan's here. Thank you, Keegan.
So, Keenan, we're drinking the Chardonnay. I will tell you, mm-hmm. I'm not a Sauvignon Blanc fan. It's a little sweet for me.
Sure.
But this Chardonnay?
Yeah.
I kick serious ass.
Nice, isn't it?
Thank you. May I have a little more of it?
Yes, pour a little more for Rob. While you do that, I'm going to take some of Constance Stellis's calls.
Excellent.
Let's do that right now.
Let Mike read your future.
Hello, James. You're on with me.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. When were you born, James?
Well, I was going to give you a little update on the Cessna numbers. You all mentioned that
James,
earlier.
James, I am doing your chart. I need your birthday.
That's what we really need.
Oh, March 29th, 1968.
Mm-hmm. March 28th. Hold on, let me put it into my computer.
How old does that make it, Mike?
That's not what the purpose of this is.
I know.
Rob.
I just like to make.
Thank
you struggle.
Very much. I'm not struggling. Rob, you're screwing up my mojo.
I'm
here.
Sorry. I withdraw.
Give me your birthday. Give me your birthday again, please.
March 29th, 1968.
Okay. Are you in some sort of transportation related field?
Yes, I am.
All right. Are you a driver?
No.
Do you actually work for some sort of delivery service?
No, I don't work for a delivery service, but I do produce transportation modes.
Oh, you produce what, sir?
Modes of transportation.
Modes of transportation. So you actually you build things.
Yes, sir.
All right, and you're concerned about your employment. Is that correct?
Yes and no.
Yes, but I'll stay on the yes part right now. Let me see. All right, when I see a good time for you to come out would be probably in April or May. Do you even know that you're gay?
Well, I'm sure I'm going to have to ask my wife about that one.
That doesn't matter.
She'll tell you.
Just be honest with yourself. That's all I can tell you, James.
Trust
April
me,
or May,
she knows.
That's when you tell all the other guys down at the plant what the truth is. Thanks so much for the call, though.
Good luck.
Let's go to Angel in Nebraska. Hello, Angel.
Hi.
Is it Angel or Angel?
Whichever way you want to say it.
All right. Let me see. I'm going to guess that you were born in 1976.
That is correct.
And you were born on August 11th.
You are good.
How does
That's
he do it?
Very good, Mike.
It's
very
written
good.
On my screen.
Oh, you let go of the secret.
Angel, how that makes you how old, darling?
I'm 32.
You're 32. All right, this I'm putting you into the computer, and I'm seeing something that's a little concerning. You're going to be in some sort of fist fight this year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a fist fight with another woman of the same age.
Oh, can't fight.
Wow. Do you know anybody the same age as you that you hang out with?
I still hang out with a lot of the same girls I went to high school with.
And that's where I see. Do you have troubles with any of them?
No, but we all like to drink a lot.
Yeah, okay. Well. It's going to be an alcohol-fueled rumble. That's what I see happening in your future.
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Yes, go ahead, Rob.
Are you still in the trance?
I'm not in a trance. I'm putting it into my computer, and I'm reading the cards and the numbers. That's how I'm doing this, smartass.
Since this fight is going to be with a high school drunken friend, are they going to be in cheerleading outfits?
No, they're not going to be in cheerleading outfits, but they are going to be wearing Tony Basil skirts.
Oh, nice. Yeah, from the Mickey video.
And I will say that this rumble, when it happens...
Oh, it's a rumble now.
Well, there are going to be more than one woman involved in it, but the center of it will be Angel. And the only thing I can say is pantyless.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Angel. I appreciate the call.
Good luck with that fight.
Thanks.
Okay, I'd start working out. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Sarah in Nebraska. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi.
When were you born, dear?
January 5th, 1986.
You're a young whippersnapper. 1586. Okay. And let me see. Your moon. You have a nice moon.
Hey, easy.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to see where her planets line
up. As he sees them.
You don't stare at those planets.
All right. Your moon is at this particular time. I wouldn't buy groceries until after the weekend because your moon is really kind of out of whack with Uranus.
Okay.
What? Now, what's your question for me?
I'm actually pregnant, and I want to know when I'm going to have my baby.
Oh, well, I'm not sure I would be really in a big rush to have that child.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I see that when the baby's going to be healthy. There's not going to be any issue like that. But the gestation period, it's going to be a little out there. It's you know how normally a baby, you know, it pops out after about 9 months?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see in my computer right now because you were born on January 5th, correct?
Correct.
And because your moon is not properly in line with Uranus, what's going to happen is I think the gestation period will be closer to 14 months.
Oh, that's bad.
Ow.
Yes, 14 months. You'll be birthing a ferret. That was from Buzz. That's not funny.
That's just silly, Buzz.
You will have a very healthy baby boy. That's what I see happening.
That's nice.
A healthy baby boy. The problem is when he grows to adulthood, he will become a felon.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Sarah, but I have to call him like I see him.
Okay.
So thank you.
Saving up for bail money.
Thanks so much for the call. And he will be covered in thick, warm hair.
Okay.
When he comes out.
Well, that's nice.
Thank you, Sarah. We're taking your calls now.
She's from Nebraska, so it'll be nice that it'll be warm.
Mm-hmm. Ian in Dumfries. Hello, Ian. Ian?
Ian?
Ian, what is it?
Hello?
Yes, I'm talking to you, dumbass. What do you want?
Actually, my name is Steve.
You know, it's another Joe. How did Steve turn into Ian?
Ian and Steve.
I have no idea.
Don't disturb this trance.
Yes. All right, now, when were you born, Steve?
December
82.
Need a day.
All right. Yes, the day. The day. What day?
December 8th.
What?
December the 8th.
The 8th. December the 8th.
December 8th.
All right, let me see. When did you suffer your head injury?
Never.
Never. You've never had a head injury?
Nope.
Have you ever been deprived of oxygen for any length of time?
Yes.
Wow, I thought so. Okay. Let me put that in there. Oh, my.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Hold on a second.
Not again, Mike.
Oh,
this hardly ever happens.
Well, you don't have a lot of money in your savings account, do you, Steve?
Nope.
Yeah.
And that's not going to get any better.
Well, no.
I'm seeing you are going to actually, you're going to mistakenly think you won the lottery, and you're going to buy chocolate pies for all of your family, and unfortunately, that will use up your expense before you realize that you got one of the numbers wrong. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
Say hi to Kliegel.
All right.
He doesn't know what's going on. I'm terribly sorry. That's not very good. And ultimately, his toaster will result in his death.
You're kidding.
Thank you very much.
That's so sad.
That's all that I have time for.
Oh,
all
right, now, the trance is done.
Kenan, tell me about this wine.
Cupcake Chardonnay.
Yes.
It's got layers of butter, vanilla,
and it has some tropical fruit on it, and it ends with a nice, smooth, silky finish.
Now, let me ask you about this. I like me the vino. I enjoy it. That's why I like to do these shows.
Sure.
You know, and just throw the whole alcoholic thing out of there. Okay. Obviously, I do like to drink
it's
anyway.
It's a non-issue, Mike.
But that, I'm really telling you that I enjoy the taste of wine. Mm. But one thing I can't do, and it just amazes me when you people do this, when you're able to, you know, take this wine and identify.
Analyze it.
How do you know how to do that? How much training does that take?
Or is it a racket?
No training. Everyone has a different palate, and what they smell and what they taste is completely different. And that's my opinion, what I'm tasting and smelling, and I'm just letting you know it.
This is a really good wine. I think we all enjoy it, but yeah. I have a question, something that's more pronounced on this.
Keegan comes to us, incidentally, from Underdog Wine Merchants.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Named after Wally Cox.
And the theme for God. How many people
what?
In the entire world?
Everyone in my family, Mike.
Understand that reference.
I understand this.
That Wally Cox was the voice of Underdog.
Those who do understand it love it.
I want to give you the slogan for Cupcake Vineyards.
Please.
Okay.
Live deliciously with Cupcake Vineyards from Livermore, California. Mm-hmm. How's that, huh?
Isn't nice. That great? Nicely done. Right, smooth as the wine itself.
What's pronounced about this wine is the flavor starts and finishes differently. It has an initial flavor that is different than how it finishes. They're both great.
May I have a little more?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Is that common with a Chardonnay?
Yep. About halfway full there, Colin.
Both very light
very
and
much.
Just
appreciate
delicious.
Thank you.
I think a bit
much.
More of the Chardonnay myself.
All right, this is good.
It's very nice. Thank you.
Any
thank
left
you.
In that bottle?
You give your mom free wine? Do you give your mom free wine? You send her a few cases a year?
No, I actually make her buy it.
Good for you. Good for you.
I think this wine's going to go very, very well with the news.
I do, too.
Let's get the Hollywood buzz.
Yes.
Here he is, sipping on his Chardonnay.
What a nice pairing.
The man, the legend, and I didn't get a chance to do his chart. I'll be doing that next week.
Okay.
It just takes way too much time.
I know.
It goes back to 1834.
That's it's right. A huge chart.
Very good. Here's Buzz Burbank with the Hollywood buzz.
Oop.
This
Buzz
team. Burbank. He is... Replay that one.
Here's Buzz Burbank.
This TV reminder, the Super Bowl's greatest commercials, 8 Eastern, tomorrow night on America's most watched network, CBS, with your host Daisy Fuentes and Jim Nantz. There is your synergy, my friends.
That's right. The Super Bowl, guys, going to be great. The commercials are just as good as the game itself.
Who is your co-anchor again, Jim?
My co-anchor, Daisy Fuentes.
No, I meant during the game.
During the games, Phil Sims.
Is he great?
A wonderful guy, a great guy, great American, good family man.
Sure.
He keeps his head on straight, even during the broadcast. Really, right. Really looking forward to analyzing these fabulous Super Bowl commercials.
I can't wait for the broadcast, but is there anything in April that I should be aware of?
Well, it's a tradition unlike any other, Rob. I'm talking about the Azalea Line fairways at the Masters.
Sure.
Yes, I look forward to going to Augusta. Unfortunately, Phil won't be joining me.
No,
he's going to church.
Really?
That's
all right. Go ahead, Buzz.
By now, everybody knows Amy Winehouse has been vacationing in the Caribbean since the holidays.
Oh, Amy.
By everybody, we include the thieves who stole $21,000 worth of stuff from her apartment on Wednesday.
That also had a tropical
look
fruit
who's
finish.
Here. Hello.
Are Amy. You back?
Hello. Good to see you,
Good
ma'am.
To see you, my dear.
I'm Amy Winehouse.
Yes, you are. Mm.
I was burgled.
Yes, you were.
I bet you were.
The last time I was burgled like this, it was Blakey.
Oh, and you're not with him any longer.
No, I'll tell you, Blakey was, I was putting away some coffee cups.
Right.
In my flat.
Right.
And Blakey came up behind me.
Were they chipped?
They're saying I can't say that on the radio.
No, I think it's fine.
But Blakey just see, put it to me this way. He said, you want me to burger you from the front or from behind?
Wow.
I'm Amy Winehouse.
He sure is.
Any idea of what they stole, Buzz? Did they get the soda fountain?
Somebody called police around 4 in the morning to report that burglars had kicked in Amy's front door and stolen 5 guitars, some digital recording equipment, and a flat-screen TV, among
Jesus.
Other things.
Wow.
No arrests have yet been made in this caper.
Okay.
Once again, Evan Rachel Wood is denying that she and Mickey Rourke are having relations. She tells Rolling Stone, quote, I'm upset because I feel disrespected by the press and by Mr. Rourke.
What's her full name again?
Evan Rachel Wood.
It's a guy's name.
I thought it was just the Rachel part. Where was the Evan? When did that get in there?
It's always been there.
Really?
Evan.
Wow. But you know what's funny is I never thought of the fact that he's Mr. Rourke, like on Fantasy Island.
That's true. I think she's a very interesting looking woman.
That's really not high praise, Mike.
No, in a doable way, Rob. Mm-hmm.
Really?
I mean that, I swear to God.
And how hot is she in the movie? I've not yet seen Wrestler.
Not particularly hot in this particular movie, but I think she's a hottie.
Okay.
interesting she would single out Mickey Rourke, and she says, quote, just because I'm single doesn't mean you can take advantage of me. Unless this was a misprint on the part of Rolling Stone, Evans seems to be indicating that Mickey Rourke is somehow involved in perpetuating these very rumors.
Well, he's a goofball. We all know that. I like his acting, though.
He's an odd bird, Mike.
Right, he's a very odd bird.
Protecting the NFL's profits. In your final buzz, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
More wine, and Lindsay Zarniak will join us when we come back right after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.